Well, you know what I mean, Dr. John.
No, I don't, Ripa. What
I realize the void is there, but how avoidable it is.
You can't avoid it sometimes.
You can't avoid it.
Is it Y2K? Is it Millennium? Is it Year 2000? Well, the next century?
I got a little gripe about this Millennium thing. Isn't the next Millennium supposed to start next year?
Oh, nitpicky, Dr. John.
2001. That's we'll why party. They called it 2001, right?
Well, that's what
that's
I heard,
when the
Doc.
Next Millennium starts. This is like a phony party here.
Well, we'll party like it's 2001, Dr. John.
It's the pre-party.
Tell the terrorists. Take that fertilizer.
Yeah, why don't the terrorists get this straight?
Yeah.
Blow us up next year.
That's right.
For crying out loud.
Three.
Once again, I am number two.
And I am number one.
He's one again, folks. Imagine that.
Zero.
Oh.
Zero. In fact, we'd like to welcome you to the new and improved Ground Zero here in Washington, D.C.
Could you say the proper Ground Zero?
That's right, folks. Once again, you're riding the Underground Railroad.
The Ground Zero where you can hear what we are all saying.
Can you imagine that?
Welcome to Washington, D.C.
Again.
You're at Ground Zero, and I'm your host, Dr. John, and I'm here with
the D-Man.
And John Ripper Clayton of Greystoke.
That's John Clayton, the Ripper of Greystoke.
What are we going to be talking about this time, gentlemen?
I beg your pardon.
Doc, I think the Ripper has some news for us here. What's up, Rip?
Well, gentlemen, what we're going to be speaking about this lovely show is Unreal Tournament, the full blown.
Oh my, that is exciting!
That's Unreal Tournament, folks.
Absolutely fun.
And what else are we going to look at as well?
Well, Doc, we're going to look at Homeworld in multiplayer mode.
Oh, that's real-time strategy, isn't it?
Strategy 3D, Doc, in true living 3D.
Well, that should be exciting as well.
Absolutely exciting, Dr. John.
Amazing.
Well,
I can't stand it anymore, Dr. John.
Back in the war room,
sissies.
Ground Zero. Back to Ground Zero.
Here we go with the next edition of Ground Zero.
Zero.
Had to get that out of my system. Welcome to our real-time review of the full version of Epic Mega Games,
Digital Extremes,
and GT Interactive's Unreal Tournament.
All right, Doc.
That's right, it's back to the War Room, Doc.
Ah, this is what the War Room was meant for, guys.
I can't believe this Ripper, man. The way he shoots is tremendous.
D-Man, you got nothing on me, pal.
Those ultra kills and monster kills, they're coming left and right.
I'm about ready to give it all up. I'm throwing in the towel.
I believe that when I see it.
With these new weapons, the Ripper just takes me down before I materialize, Doc.
You mean like the secondary button on the Redeemer?
Loser.
Well, what do you think, guys? How is it compared to the demo? I mean, is there a lot of stuff here? What do you think?
I love it, Dr. John.
It's great, Doc.
You can't beat it.
Well, personally,
on the sniper.
Personally, I think some of the probably the best thing about this game altogether, besides the fact that the artificial intelligence of the bots is very good.
Multi-kill.
That's right, Doc. The Rip just killed me, and I had him in my sights.
Is the fact that you get so much control over the bots. You can have up to 15 bots playing with you, and you can individually set each one of them up. What they look like, what their name is, how they act, everything about it. It's like ultimate control.
The bots keep learning more.
Well, you can set them to learn more, or you can leave them at the level you started at. You can control them any way you want, and I'm telling you, what do you think about these maps? You guys are entranced over there.
Entranced, Doc? Is that what you call it?
Three words out of the Ripper! Incredible!
Doc, for some reason, all I can think of is worlds. These don't look like normal maps. Unbelievable.
I'll tell you, the sniper rifle in some of these different capture the flag maps is so much fun. You can actually get monster kills, folks. That's 5 kills in 10 seconds.
Dominating.
Dominating.
Right in the head from the Ripper. It's like all those players on his team, and he's the best one.
You can't say enough good stuff about this game. There's really almost nothing about it to complain about. Occasionally, when you pick up a new weapon or something like that, if there's a bunch of people around you shooting, there'll be a lag now and then. If you set the skin detail to medium, you can really eliminate a lot of that lag. And turn off high-quality sound, things like that. It doesn't really detract from the game at all. And
it's unbelievable scenery.
You get better
right now. We're on another world with asteroids and other planets.
Oh, you should see these guys. These two giant towers. What's this one called? Face. Two giant towers that include things like the Redeemer mini nuclear warhead missile. If you can guide the missile, folks, use the secondary button on the Redeemer and boom that missile into the target.
You suck.
Ripper?
Yeah, Dr. John.
Are you with us, Ripper?
Yeah, Doc. I thought I killed him. Sorry.
Yeah, these guys were supposed to be playing this game for sound effect purposes only, but they have lost themselves in another world.
Once again, Dr. John.
It's unbelievable, Doc. We're on a platform in space.
And you're rotating above some planet.
Towers.
It looks like the Earth. It's beautiful, rotating down there below. There's some galaxy off behind you.
Asteroids, Doc.
It's quite spectacular, folks.
You don't want to fall off.
You don't want to fall off. It'd take you about 24 hours to finally burn up in the atmosphere.
I got the flag. Instant death, Doc.
Uh-oh. Ooh, D-Man was toe
annihilated
head.
Again.
Well, folks, we've said it about the demo. We said it about the demo. We'll say it about the full game. 5+ out of 5 smiley faces. You can't do any better than that, folks.
Nah, this one could be 6, Doc. 6 out of 5. You know?
Our first 6 out of 5 game.
How many maps are there, Doc?
There are too many to count. I have no idea. 40 maps, 50 maps, I don't know. What do you think, Ripper?
I tell you, Dr. John, you know how we love to kill, and the weapon choices are fantastic.
It couldn't
be better.
We love
the sniper action.
There's a Ripper, yeah, the Ripper. It used to be the Shredder, now it's the Ripper.
Ah, especially for Ripper.
I think the sniper rifle takes it all, Doc, no matter what game it is.
I love the Redeemer.
Wide view.
The Redeemer, you know, I had it one time and only killed one guy. And you guys were telling me you could hop inside the missile?
That's right. You get a nose cone view with the secondary weapon button.
You're kidding.
Oh, it's incredible.
Redeemer?
Yeah, and you get to see the enemy below. And they're little icons above everybody's head as you're flying overhead. And you can, like, dive the missile down into a little cluster of enemy guys.
Gotta love that, Dr. John.
Well, they're getting back into another game here, folks, so we won't get much more out of them.
It's a must-have, guys. Ripper's it's the best Ripper. Game out.
I'd pay $55 for this one, folks.
Yeah, I'd probably play about that much too, Doc.
But you can get it for $35 at Electronic Boutique, and that's not an ad. So thanks for joining us on our real-time review.
Kill, I just got the flag team.
Of Unreal Tournament, perhaps Game of the Year for 1999. I'd certainly consider voting it as such. See you next time in the War Room, folks.
All right, guys.
That's right, folks.
Did we rate it, Dr. John?
You were about, too busy to rate it. But that's okay, Ripper.
Money, money, money.
I'm under heavy attack. Loser.
Now, what do you guys think about the millennium? What was it like 1,000 years ago? Did they have any digit problems back then?
Yeah, they used to cut people's fingers off all the time for stealing. That's a digit problem, if I ever heard one.
Forget,
oh, lose a digit,
man.
Grow a digit.
Okay. Donald?
Need came up suddenly. Need to buy a computer just as fast as it can be. Doc's got a system, I hear it's pretty darn hot. Super fast, super cool, it's overclocked. The Voodoo graphics gonna blow you away. Gonna buy that computer, gonna buy it today. At Kit Gas Gear, get on over here. Yeah, yeah, Kit Gas Gear, buy your computer here. Gas gear, buy your computer right here. Woo! Ah! Come on, baby.
We're back in the war room, folks, from Ground Zero. It's D-Man,
the Doc,
and the Ripper!
Back.
Welcome to our real-time review of Homeworld by Sierra Studios and Relic Entertainment.
Homeworld!
How you guys doing?
If I could find my galactic inner self, Doc.
Listen to him, Doc. He's turned into a wimp.
Peace.
Space wimp.
I tell you, took a long time to get here. Well, I guess I just get to sit back and watch and see what's happening.
I've never seen so much space, Doc.
Well, it looks like Ripper's attacking my mothership, so I think I better take a look and see what's going on.
I'll be coming up on your flank, Doc.
To give you a general idea of what's happening, folks, this is a real-time strategy game in 3D in outer space.
And it's real 3D, folks.
Wow, look at the stuff disappeared, Doc.
Look at the explosion.
Is that your drones causing
damage? Those are my drone
ships
causing all that damage.
Look at the zoom you got, Doc. All the way into way out galaxy.
Did you just send in a fighter attack?
It's a combination fighter. I got some ion frigates in there.
Sounds
like those green guys are yours, right? Okay. Well, okay, folks. Basically, we got a really...
And just like that, your drone frigates.
It's two Starfleets here.
We got a massive battle here, folks. I mean, it's quite incredible
massive.
When you think about it.
That's right. It's D-Man and the Ripper against...
You've got missile destroyers, and you've got full ion cannon destroyers. I've got a heavy gun cruiser.
That's nothing, Doc.
Up against Ripper's ion frigate attack, and it's just not going to be enough, really, to probably punch through here. He is doing some serious damage to my mothership, but I don't think he's going to make it.
Yeah, well, that ain't his
fault.
No
way, Doc.
But while this battle ensues in the back, actually, my mothership is smoking badly, folks.
Well, this game, Doc, who made this game?
Is it Dr. John?
Is this a Sierra game
again? Smoking badly.
I wish I had a health bar to tell me how hurt it was.
Well, that's the one thing with this game, folks. You don't get a health bar on the enemy. It's sort of a irritating thing, but I've got to admit, it's not enough to make you not like the game. This is an absolutely spectacular real-time strategy game with everything you expect from a regular real-time strategy game.
An unbelievable 3D.
But it's a massive battle fleet in outer space in full three dimensions.
Unbelievable graphics.
For example, navigating above and below the center plane, you use a different movement command. You hold down the shift key rather than just moving the cursor to where you want to move your guys, and that allows you to move above and below the 2D plane that your ships start out on.
And then side to side, Doc.
But you're actually in, really, a 3D... sphere for the entire battle. Now I'm going to take the battle to the Ripper's mothership now, since he's probably used up a little bit of his stuff. Well, you know, one of the things that's really kind of nice about this game too is it's really got a kind of a nice story behind it too, huh, D-Man?
That's right, Doc. Your past is a lie, your future's in jeopardy, and you're 35,000 light years from home, kind of like a Starfleet.
That's a long way!
It's a long, long way.
But I'll tell you, folks, not only has it got a good story and great graphics and really awesome, you know, general balanced gameplay. But
That's right, Doc.
But the music is great. It gives a really, you know, eerie mood to the whole thing. It's got some pretty good single-player missions. You're going to be really irritated at first when you start out on some of those single-player missions. They are frustrating as hell until you sort of get your sea legs.
Well, we've been pretty busy with the multiplayer missions, Doc.
That's true. Multiplayer is very true to life for the single-player missions. In other words, it's, you know, same exact kind of environments and maps and things like that. You're just playing against another human instead of against the scripted missions. But the scripted missions are good. I mean, for scripted missions, they're darn good.
You like the weapons?
The weapons are great.
I love the
weapons. The
missile. I'm getting used to them, D-Man, you know.
Missile destroyers, ion cannons, and there are a lot of ships, too.
Safety in numbers, boys.
You can lay mines out in space in this game.
Oh, mine layers are killer, man. You lay a couple of thick layers of those, folks, and watch what happens to the enemy fleet as it comes towards you.
Well, Doc, there's a lot of ships.
A lot of ships.
You know, I'd like to to name just a few, I think there's about 55, 60 ships all together, Doc. But we've got scouts, interceptors.
I like the destroyers.
Defenders. We've got frigates.
And missile destroyers.
Fighters. Cloaked fighters.
And heavy cruisers.
Defense fighters.
But Ripper, I mean, how do you rate this game? Light, I mean, Corvettes. What do you think?
Well, Doc, you know,
heavy Corvette.
It's so much more into it than Total Annihilation or any of our real-time strategy games.
Well, I don't know.
Games.
I mean,
Corvette.
You know,
your Harvest.
There's something really, really good about, you know, having a map with reference points and being on the ground for a real-time strategy game. You got your bearings. You got your, you know, locations and things like that. Here, it's a little bit confusing in outer space at first. You gotta learn to go out to the sensor map and really get a feel for where you are, where the enemy is, and then try and figure out a tactical, you know, approach to solving the problem. For example, Ripper did a nice flanking attack, but unfortunately I saw it using my sensor array and was able to lay a pretty quick minefield to the left front of my mothership, and it pretty much annihilated half the ships that came through, and the drone frigates in close to the mothership, which have 24 powerful drones swarming around each one.
That minefield took me out, Doc.
Yeah, the minefield and the drone frigates, they just chew you up like hamburger.
Well, this is really good 3D real-time strategy, Doc, just like it
is,
says on the back.
It is awesome. I'd say this is one of the best games of 1999. It's my favorite space battle game, and I've been playing Free Space 2 and everything else, and it's great, you know, doing the
move
in the cockpit kind of flying around, and those are great, but well, there's just something different about commanding an entire fleet
of
giant ships, you know, supported by formations of fighters and corvettes and things like that. There's just nothing like it, and the strategy is pretty intense. There's
how is this compared to Warzone 2100? Not talking about the obvious, though.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, again, it's very easy to figure out how to maneuver a bunch of tanks through a narrow valley or around some mountains or something. It's a lot more difficult to get your bearings in three dimensions. And
that's tunnels, right, Doc.
Tunnels of space dust, Dr. John?
Oh, yeah, there are missions, single-player missions, where you have to navigate entirely in thin little conduits of space dust. If you venture outside those conduits, you get fried by the radiation from a nearby supernova.
But, wow, Doc.
Supernova. Some of those single-player missions are frustrating, but I'll tell you, folks, once you go through it and really get good at it, going through a second time just gives you a whole new appreciation for the game.
So, Doc, you think that in this game it's a little harder to learn how to maneuver everything.
There are no precedents.
And strategy's easier, where in Warzone, strategy's
sure, there's no precedent here, D-Man. I mean, what real-time strategy game have you ever played where you had to really concentrate on the third dimension and played in a sphere?
That's right,
rather
Doc.
Than on a you know, basically two-dimensional square or rectangular grid. There's just no precedence for having to remember that there's an up and a down, and, you know, some attacks often will come from above and below because that's where you least expect them and where you're least protected. You've
that's
got
right,
your
Doc. There's a lot more flanks in this game.
There sure are, and it's a lot more to think about. You got formations, though. So, for example, you could set defensive ships in a sphere formation around the mothership. So you set them to protect
my
the mothership
area.
And put them in sphere formation.
Doc,
and
you like the claw. There's a claw formation.
Over attacks. Like. Those are great. You put the about 20 fighters in claw formation defending a large capital ship. It looks cool and is effective.
That's right.
How do you rate this game, guys?
I tell you, Dr. John, I'm having a hard time learning how to maneuver through the board, but this is fantastic. I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5 smiley faces, Dr.
I'm right there with you. This
I'll go along with that, Doc.
This one's
5
a 5.
Out of 5 is it.
If there's a 5 out there, this
six
one's got to be
five.
It. It's a 5 plus.
6.1 out of 5.
And there are some niggly little problems here, folks. Not to mention the fact that we mentioned before, you can't see how damaged the enemy fleet is. You just got to keep hitting them. And I mean, of course, in a real battle, why would you ever know how damaged the enemy was? Sure, you get to see smoke and stuff and sparks
coming out.
Especially
when you're shooting 2 light years away.
But again, you don't know how, but you don't get a health bar on your enemy. That's a little frustrating. The other thing that I guess is most irritating.
How dead are are you?
Is
not
research.
Like a good health bar, Doc.
It takes forever to research. And now one great thing in multiplayer is you can check an I hate to harvest box, and that means you don't have to harvest. You have resource injections every 2 minutes of however much you want, and each side gets the same amount. But there's no I hate to research.
No turning back, Doc.
You can't turn off the research, and it takes forever.
And one other thing that really bothered me about the game was that if you have too many ships on the screen at one time, the system bogs down like crazy. I mean, it turns into a pig if you've got 60 ships in a battle. I think they've got to optimize the code or something, but even in OpenGL on a Voodoo 3 card, you know, it was just pitiful when there were too many ships up there.
Wouldn't you say, Ripper?
Well, it's not that rough, Doc.
Resource injection.
Ripper?
Hey, wait.
Ripper?
Ripper's about to get frigated.
I would like to blow these guys away. Ripper. What's going on?
Ripper.
Nine.
Ripper. He is completely disregarding everything, folks.
That's
he
right,
forgot
folks.
We were doing the real-time review.
The enemy battle frigates are creeping up slowly.
I don't know.
We've lost the Ripper, folks.
Good control, folks.
We've lost him. He's gone. Well, that tells you how good this game is, folks. When the Ripper can't even open his mouth.
So what's this game going for, Doc?
Well, you can get it for $49.99 at CompUSA, which stinks, but I think you can get it for cheaper on the net if you look around.
That's right, about $34.99, folks, I've seen.
$34.99? I'd pay $50 for this puppy.
Well, I'd churned out $50 for it, and I'm glad I did. I love this game.
I churned out $34.99.
Three thumbs up here for Homeworld by Sierra Studios and Relic Entertainment.
That's
Relic.
Right, Doc.
One hell of a real-time strategy game.
Boy,
3D space battle with massive fleets of giant ships.
It's a great game, folks.
It is.
A must-have.
A must-have if you like that kind of game. If you can't stand three-dimensional games, you're going to hate this one. But
so
again,
be
it's
prepared,
great.
Folks. You can get a little seasick out
I'm
there in space.
Him.
Thanks
I'm
for joining us
him.
On our real-time review of
I'm
Homeworld.
Killing him.
Homeworld, 35,000 light years from home.
Die.
It is the end of the millennium, is it not, guys?
Hard to believe we made it, isn't it, fellas?
No, wait, it's not.
Kind of crept up on us,
but we haven't made it yet.
It's not the end of the millennium till next year.
What are you talking about, Dr. John?
2001 is the next millennium, not 2000.
No, it's 2000.
No, Ripper. 2001, that's the whole problem with this whole thing.
I don't know, Doc. Wouldn't the calendar have started like the stroke of midnight? On the first day after the last millennium?
The last millennium?
Yeah,
well,
who
no, we
got to
go back a whole nother millennium, D-Man, because 2,000 years ago, a bunch of boneheads came up with some kind of stupid calendar that didn't really work right, so they had to adjust it all the way through the first millennium.
And this was with their atomic clock.
Oh, it was terrible. But the point being that they started on the year one.
That's amazing, Doc.
Well, you start on the year one, that means when you get to the year 1,000, you've only gone 999 years. That's not a millennium. You've got to wait till the year 1,001 until you got to the first millennium, the end of the first millennium.
Oh, Dr. John, you are so controversial.
No. No, it's true. Listen,
you're telling me there was no...
to me, Doc.
There was no half year, Dr. John?
When you
John,
count
no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to 1,000... You've counted 999 numbers because you didn't start at zero.
Well,
to
where
get to
is
1,000,
this?
You have to start at zero. And well, those guys didn't think about zero back then. Zero
how do you know?
Important.
They were pretty smart. Didn't they build those pyramids, Dr. John?
I don't
well,
get
they
it,
did
Doc.
Those. The,
or was
the
that
pyramids
with the
without
help of
zeros, apparently. Ripper, I want to know, why are we celebrating the end of the millennium a year before it's the end of the millennium? That's what I want to know.
Well, my question was, let's ask the dudes who built the pyramids.
Or maybe it's kind of a warm-up, Doc.
Oh, I like that idea. A warm-up for the real millennium.
Hey, nothing like a year-long party.
Yeah. Woo!
Old acquaintance be
forgotten.
Yeah, what they said. Yeah,
take
yeah.
Take leave that, man.
Whatever. For crying out, millennium.
Microwave them. Good and long.
No more fruitcake.
I'm done here. Now.
I want to thank you all for joining us again at Ground Zero. It was a great millennium.
Tune in again next time for the start of the next millennium of Ground Zeroes here in the War Room. Ground Zero for the 21st century.
Thanks again. Happy New Year, everyone.
That's right, Doc, from Ground Zero.
And a Happy New Year from the Ripper.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy Y2K and next century, folks.
From the Ripper.